Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're diving deep on the political assassinations that occurred over the weekend, including some of the reactions of politicians from across the country, helping to understand the reactions very close to home in Minnesota is reporter Matthew Blake of MinPost.com. I misidentified Mr. Blake previously. My apologies to you, Matthew. MinPost.com, an independent nonprofit newsroom. You can find all of Matthew's great work at MinPost.com. Again, that's MinPost.com. Matthew, who was Speaker Hortman to Minnesotans? How did the average Minnesotan know and understand Speaker Hortman?
Sure. So Melissa Hortman, who lived in Brooklyn Park and lived in that area for most of her life, except for college, she was the Speaker of the House of Minnesota from 2019 to 2025. And then this year, something very unusual happened where there were an equal number of Democrats and Republicans in the state house. And so Melissa Hortman became basically co-Speaker of the House this year with her Republican counterpart, Lisa Damus. So some of the things that Melissa Hortman is known for is that she spearheaded a ton of liberal policy legislation along with Governor Tim Walz and Democratic-controlled Senate. This includes expanding health care. This includes drastically increasing the amount of money that the state of Minnesota spends on each child in public school, providing free school breakfast and lunch for children, easing access to abortions, putting in gun control laws. The list just goes on. She was able to very effectively introduce a whole bunch of policies, particularly a couple of years ago. And then prior to that, she had served as the chair for basically the House Energy Committee here in Minnesota. And she was kind of the first Minnesotan to come up with constructive legislation in terms of clean energy, solar energy, requiring utilities to explore alternative energy. So her legacy here is in large part all the legislation that she was able to shepherd through as someone that everyone saw as like fiercely intelligent and also a very skilled and realistic negotiator.
Yeah, Matthew, I wanted to follow up on that. You know, what were the qualities that made her such an excellent legislator? How was she able to get all those things across the finish line, which we're jealous about over here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, I think one thing is that the district that she represented, Brooklyn, it's not like, you know, a hotbed of like left liberalism. And she actually had lost the first couple of times that she ran for state office. She won on the third time. And, you know, so she always had a Republican challenger in her district until she became, you know, kind of well-established by the late aughts. So she was always having, as an elected official, to speak with Republicans, to reach out with them. And she was able to make a lot of compromises. And frankly, some of those compromises progressives really hated. A week before she died, she helped shepherd a new state budget here in Minnesota, and that included reducing state-funded health care for adult undocumented immigrants. And progressives were, as you can understand, very unhappy about that, but she saw that as necessary. And so I came to see her as someone who had very clear liberal ideals, but was also a very pragmatic legislator.
A very pragmatic legislator. I've heard in other coverage, Matthew, again, about her willingness to compromise, her willingness to collaborate with conservatives to get things done. Matthew, what has been the reaction of her fellow elected officials, especially in state government? And I'm particularly interested in the reactions of elected officials from the GOP side in the state of Minnesota, because candidly speaking, some of the reactions from some Wisconsin conservatives have been downright appalling.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Obviously, as you kicked off the segment with saying, there has been a lot of disinformation and a lot of kind of, you know, conspiracy theories or kind of false rumors relating to this. What I can say is that in Minnesota, and Minnesota, for better or worse, is known as kind of being Minnesota nice, where everyone is very polite and cordial. But that definitely does extend to the political arena. During these budget negotiations that I reported on the last couple of months, it was an extremely difficult process, and there was a lot of acrimony between the both sides. But at the same time, there was this level of respectfulness. I would go to press conferences with Melissa Hortman and also her co-speaker of the House, Lisa Damoth, a Republican. And I spoke with Lisa Damoth earlier today, and you know, she was just saying that she was beyond devastated about this, that she saw Hortman as a role model for her, as a female elected official that kind of climbed up the legislative ranks. And other Republicans that I've spoke with the last few days, you know, they're publicly saying, and there's nothing that I can discern that they're saying anything different privately. They're publicly saying that this is awful and they're afraid for their lives, that if someone can do this to one state lawmaker, who's to say that another person couldn't do that to them?
Folks, that is Matthew Blake, a reporter with MinnPost.com, an independent nonprofit newsroom. Matt, what would you like people in Wisconsin to understand about the political climate today, Monday, at 4:30 p.m. or nearly 4:30 p.m. this afternoon in Minnesota?
Sure. I mean, I am actually from Wisconsin. I grew up there, and I can say that the political climate here is just shock and grief and devastation. Will this turn into a partisan issue at some point? Will elements of it, you know, turn into a debate about gun control or abortion? Maybe. But for now, it's just kind of everyone is stunned and grieving.
Folks, again, that's Matthew Blake of MinnPost.com. We continue on the other side with Matt Rothschild and I, Maggie Dawn, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our discussion with Minnesota-based reporters continues.